Listening 2. The Truth About the Loch Ness Monster.
For centuries, people have believed in mysteries such as the Loch Ness Monster. One such believer is Bob Rhines, a lawyer, an inventor, a war hero, and a scientist and professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Why would a famous man of science risk his reputation trying to prove Nessie, or the Loch Ness Monster, exists? Because Bob Rhines has seen the monster himself. In June of 1972, Bob Rhines was visiting Loch Ness. Loch Ness is the largest freshwater lake in Scotland. He'd been to the lake on a previous visit to investigate the reports of a large, strange animal that lived in the deep water. He hadn't believed the reports at first. Then he met many people who had seen the monster. By the time Rhines came back on the second visit, he'd started to change his mind. On that June night in 1972, Rhines and his companions saw a large gray shape move across the surface of the lake. That event changed Bob Rhines's life. He made a promise to prove the monster existed, no matter how it threatened his reputation. Until Rhines retired in 2008, he'd taught classes at MIT. His classes focused on discovery and invention. Through his work as an inventor and lawyer, Rhines solved problems and found new ways to do things. Unfortunately, even with this background, he hasn't found enough evidence of the Loch Ness Monster to satisfy most scientists. And this may threaten the way people think about Rhines. They may remember him only as a crazy person who believed in monsters. They may not remember him as a well-known scientist. He worked on the technology that discovered the famous ship, the Titanic, on the ocean floor. In his efforts to find the monster, Rhines has been creative. He asked a perfume company to make a chemical that would attract the monster. He also trained two dolphins to carry cameras. He wanted to take the dolphins to Loch Ness so they could photograph the monster. Although these ideas didn't work, Rhines has been successful in other ways. In trying to locate Nessie, he and a friend invented a device with an underwater camera. The camera took pictures when it detected something nearby. The device hasn't taken any pictures of Nessie, however. Rhines thinks this is because Nessie is dead. What do Rhines' efforts to find the monster tell us about human nature? Maybe that people need to believe in mystery, and that we want to discover something new, no matter the cost.